Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. On the show, we have a lot of different things. We play rounds of Trump Tui, where you battle Jen in five pop culture questions. We have done this game for years. We play at 7:35 and 8:35. Your chance to win a limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. That game is going to look a lot different next week because it is Redemption Week. We've never done this before. We're going to have our winners, most of them, not all of them, can make it actually into the studio. I'm very excited about that. They'll be able to see how the game works, kick you out of the studio in person, and if they lose, they have to return the mug.
That's not true. They don't have to return the mug. I was just going to say how excited I am to meet these people in person because a lot of them we've talked on the phone so many times. But now I have to correct you and say they don't have to return their mug.
They don't.
You don't. If you're listening and you're one of the people coming in, you don't have to return your mug.
Then we start thinking about it and we think, well, do they get a second mug? Do they have a secondary mug to add to their cabinet? We have so many different suggestions on what could happen. That's on the way at 7:10. Also, a new segment called Stevie in 60. We're going to have her do call-ins and see how close to 60 seconds she can hit.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
coming up at 8:10.
Did you tell Stevie you're doing that?
No, she's just hearing it about right now.
Oh,
also,
good.
I have a suggestion on what she could do at her first ever appearance.
This is an exciting weekend for Stevie.
You all need to go say hi and go see her.
Yes. And we're going to tell you where she's going to be, where she's going to be out this weekend. And I mean, the prizes she's going to have and the new grocery bargain art outlet, that's going to be awesome. So we have to talk about that a lot today.
Also, I tried it this morning. It didn't work. And then we also have a DM about a possible new game for the EMCs.
I hope you're going to say you tried to get your red cup.
I did.
What?
It's the day after.
I thought about you all day yesterday because of that red cup.
That's next. So today is not red cup day. I tried. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You went yesterday. You ordered the holiday drink. They didn't give you the red cup. You didn't ask for the red cup, which I find so stressful. Yesterday when I looked at my red cup, I thought, I hope he goes back today and gets the red cup.
They're not there.
What do you mean? What do they do with the leftovers?
Probably put them on eBay or something for the people that didn't get it. I don't know what they do with the leftovers.
Because
Maybe they have no leftovers. Maybe they're sold out. There are no leftovers.
They redesign the cup every year. It's not like they save the leftovers.
Yeah, so there you go. It's limited edition.
Well, how do
Somebody
you know?
Trying to
what
flip
you,
it for $5.
How did you try? Like, what did you do?
Asked if they had any left.
And did they laugh at you? Like, what was their response?
It wasn't great. No, they were out of it. We no longer have any. It was very simple. One thing yesterday, though, where I thought to myself, oh, yeah, when I talk about these things, I am on the air. Because then my 10-year-old said, so, Daddy, you didn't get a red cup?
Oh, one
of the moms is listening or somebody's in the EMC. And I said, is? Her name's Izzy. I'm like, is. No, I didn't get a red cup. I went there. She said, wait, so you went there and you didn't ask for a red cup? I'm like, are you Jen?
Yes.
Why am I taking heat in the morning and then also when you get home from school, she found this out. I said, no, I did not ask him. I probably should have. And as I mentioned before, when they gave me the cup, I thought it was served in the cup. So I didn't think about it. I just wanted to hurry up and get to work.
It was red cup day yesterday and you get handed your cup. How are you not like double checking that you got the red cup?
A reusable red cup.
Izzy is very smart. And of course she would ask for the red cup too, because that's what you do.
I know.
You got the holiday drink. You should have got the red cup, and you didn't get the red cup. And I feel like there has to be some little leftover stash somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Like I don't at this point.
Oh, you don't care about the red cup?
No, I don't. No, I'm red cup over it. I'm glad for anybody that did get it, like Jen, even with the wrong drink. So Elizabeth has a suggestion because we normally play a game at 6:05. And now I bet all the people that have hated on Dead Guy in an Envelope want it back badly.
Why?
Because it's a great game, and what else are we doing at 6:05? It was my entire point. Elizabeth has a... I'm going to tell you what her suggestion is, and then I asked her if she's excited about something that is on the way. That answer is next. I think this is an EMC. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
A double EMC.
Yeah, because this was sent early, 5:53 this morning.
Ooh.
That is pre-MC. It is, I have a game my family has tried to stump each other for years with movie quotes. Example, As You Wish.
Oh, I know that one.
So
wait, you say the quote and people have to guess what movie it's from?
That's what she was saying, that could be
that.
A possibility for early morning crew. Which I appreciate because we are gameless right now, and it's been driving me crazy. I'd love to bring Dead Guy in an Envelope back, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So I asked her, I said, are you ready for Dead Guy in an Envelope to return? No, that takes way too long.
Yes, it takes way too long.
I said, well, are you ready for Christmas Song in an Envelope? Because that's going to be starting soon. We told our EMCs that. And she said, that's not bad. That won't take as long.
That's why it's better.
So we only have, after this, 5 more days of gameless until...
Until we go. Are you going to write a new jingle and sing a jingle for it?
A Christmas song? I don't know. I have to, it's a deep dive. I'll look and see if there's some... I'll listen to the music beds in that.
Or can't you just edit over your current Dead Guy in an Envelope song?
Just like a dry...
Christmas song in an envelope.
I probably could. Yeah. I have to work on that.
Let's
so that
see.
Will definitely kick off the 24th. And that'll go because we go Christmas music the 21st, so that's a week from today. Then the 24th, that makes sense to do that.
Yeah.
And then I did it before when it was game 3, when it was game 2. We ask our EMCs, do you want Dead Guy in an Envelope back? At the end of the year, we'll put an instant poll. If you say no, that's great. We'll find something else. If you say yes, I have missed it, we will relaunch it in the new year. I think that's the plan.
That's quite a plan.
Okay, Jen hates the plan. Why? So the plan, Christmas music in a week. That's on the 21st. Then the 24th, we launch Christmas Song in an Envelope. And then at the end of the year, we have an instant poll whether you want to bring Dead Guy in an Envelope back. I thought that was the plan.
Well, remember, you did this before, and you had this plan. You're like, okay, we're going to put up an instant poll, but then I'm going to pull it down in like an hour. We'll just get those votes, and that's it, because only the EMCs can vote on it.
That's right.
Right. And I get that, but at the same time, I feel like... Did you pull it down at a time that Dead Guy was leading, and you made sure at the time you pulled it on the poll that Dead Guy was winning because you want it to win?
Yes.
Oh.
To answer the first part of the question, I did. I launched the poll at 6 in the morning, and then I kind of considered the EMCs at 6 to 6:30. As I mentioned, you were up early for some reason. Kiddos are going to sporting events. You're working third shift. You're coming home, whatever it is. This is always a special group. We call them the EMCs. So, yeah, I only had to run from 6 to 6:30, and it was a landslide victory. They wanted to bring it back. This time, heading into a new year, they may think new year, new game. They don't want it. Or they miss it. I don't know.
What if you let the poll run longer? You're thinking that
people at 9 o'clock that have no idea what the game is can vote. That's my problem.
You're thinking they might be non-EMCs and they don't really know what Dead Guy in an Envelope is.
I can let it. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because they don't listen. If they don't listen, if they know what it is, I want them to vote. And if they interact and listen, but if the poll's up all day long and it's 3 o'clock and they're they listen to Chase on their drive home, which is great. We appreciate that. But they're not listening early in the morning to.
Yeah.
To guess.
So maybe their vote isn't really as valid.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
I guess my question was, were you watching the votes? And when Dead Guy was in the lead to keep it, that's when you pulled the poll down.
I wanted to, but then it ended up winning handily.
Anyway, yeah, it did.
And
win.
That would be a Tim maneuver. If it's up 51-49, yes. I pull that poll.
Right.
But
exactly.
I did not do that this time.
All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There is a trend right now taking over my TikTok feed and everyone I know's, and it's called the Sometimes You Just Gotta Read Their Text. Confessional trend. It's funny. It's crazy. It kind of shows how manipulative some people in your life are. And it's just exposing them.
Oh, boy.
This is about to get real.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
The latest viral trend taking over social media is deemed the sometimes you just got to read their text confessional trend. It's very simple, and it basically just exposes the people in your life for being kind of manipulative, or maybe it'll just be like funny and silly. It really just depends. They're kind of all over the place. But basically, the creator will just make a 2-slide photo post, and the first slide is typically like a selfie or just whatever picture you want. And the caption is just, sometimes you just got to read a text from your mom and move on. but it could be mom, dad, brother, sister, like whoever it is that you're going to then, in the second slide, share a text from of whatever they sent you. That's usually kind of off the wall or unexpected. So this one I saw was a girl named Grayson who works as a meteorologist, and she shared a conversation with her mom. She sent her a screenshot from her daughter on TV. Her daughter is a meteorologist doing the weather, and the text said, quote, "I really hate this dress. It does nothing for your figure or your complexion." To which her daughter replied, "Well, first of all, I literally got a compliment from a viewer that liked it." And the mom wrote back, "Well, they must have glaucoma." So then that's that's kind of what the trend is. You're exposing, like, the mom just thinks it's just a normal text, but it's actually, you know, something you should not say. This one came from a woman who was exposing her fiance the week of their wedding, where he sent an audio text asking, quote, "Hey, does the wedding start at 5 or 6 or 5:30 or 6:30? I forget. Let me know." That was it.
That is so typical.
So then I just started going through my text. I'm like, I have so many, like, random.
Do you?
Just, like, unexpected, like, out of nowhere. Like, I feel like parents, grandparents, they just send you, like, out of nowhere texts.
Yes.
Like, that just really have no, they didn't have any need to be sent.
So if you were doing this trend, it would be a grandparent text that you would post.
Probably my mom.
Probably your mom.
She wouldn't say anything like the meteorologist dress one. Yeah, that's a little crazy, but just like out of nowhere. Like, I feel like older people, the way they text is just different than younger people.
Yeah.
We should reveal what your grandma's observation was about our cameras next.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a text or was it a call?
That was an in-person.
It was in-person.
Her phone.
All right, so it's not exactly the same thing, but it's something I thought that it was eye-opening and very funny. We're going to get to that coming up here in 3 minutes. Good morning. It's Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. You can check out Stevie on the socials every weekday here at 640. So what did your grandma say to you? I thought it was a text when she told you this in person.
Yeah, she came up to me and said, "Why haven't I been on the videos on social media for the Jen and Tim Show?" And I told her it was because my camera was broke. She did not like that answer.
No, she didn't.
No.
But we're all good now.
Yes, your camera is working. Yeah. You have been on videos. Is she pleased?
I wasn't too worried, personally. And I told her that she could tune in anyway without having to just watch on Facebook, but that was a lot of info for her.
Well, you said she has trouble with the phone, right?
Yeah, I was trying to tell her to download the app. It was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, grandmas are like that.
So she just sticks to Facebook.
Have you talked to her since you've been on, since we fixed your camera? Yeah. And, like, is she happy now?
Yeah, she's very pleased, and she's happy. My grandma would make great content for this, though, because sometimes she uses Facebook as the search bar. She'll look up like a restaurant that she thinks she's Googling, and she just posts it as her Facebook post.
Are you serious?
I don't know if she figured
amazing.
It out.
Those are the best.
A search bar is a search bar.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we're making the camera is working, and she's been on more
she's
videos.
Very pleased. Thank
okay,
you.
Good. There, so there you go. We appreciate that. You know how Stevie's out tomorrow, like out and about tomorrow?
Yes.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Can't tell you yet. What? Why am I getting that look?
You're not going to like it.
Why wouldn't she like it? I thought it was a great idea for something to do out there.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, you had two ideas.
Oh, not the Stevie and 60. No, that's way too much pressure.
Yeah, that I didn't know if you were still doing the Stevie and 60. That's a good idea, though. I think she'll like that. I'm not sure. When are you dropping that on her?
8:10.
Okay.
We have to talk about Redemption Week coming up at 7:30. We have a lot to get to today, and that'll be at 8:10.
We have to talk about Redemption Week because you keep saying people have to give their mug back, and they don't. And we had
they don't have to. They just have to win the game. If you lose the game, you give the mug back.
No, you don't.
They don't have to.
That's not true.
Fine.
That's not true.
If we imagine Monday morning, people are bringing their mugs in, thinking they have to
like,
give it back because of us. Hey, I am totally kidding. You don't have to do that. You have the potential of maybe getting another mug or several suggestions on what could happen Monday morning.
Oh, that's so great.
That's
yeah.
7:10.
There's a whole disinfection thing if they used it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk Doritos and Cheetos. They're getting naked. So when can you get yours?
Jen.
I know. That's
family
in six,
show.
60 seconds. It's 34 degrees in Lyndhurst, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. The YouTube TV Disney dispute, now in its third week. My husband's so delighted over it. Leaves viewers without ABC, ESPN, FX, Freeform, and more. Disney reportedly losing more than $4 million a day as negotiations continue. No word on a deal yet. Remember the app Vine? It's making a comeback. Kind of. The former Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, backing a reboot called DeVine, a throwback short-form video app that bans all AI content. It just launched in beta with more than 100,000 classic Vine videos restored from the old archive. And Doritos and Cheetos getting naked. There will be new colorless versions of each with no artificial dyes. The new Simply Naked line includes nacho cheese and Cool Ranch Doritos, plus Cheetos Puffs and Flamin' Hot. Same flavor, just no neon colors. They'll hit stores on December 1st.
Trump 2, you play it twice a day, 7:35 and 8:35, where you battle Jen, pop culture knowledge. Sometimes it's distance between here and Illinois. But whatever the questions are, you battle her five questions and you try to win the game. Next week is going to be a little bit different, and I'm very excited about this. We all are because it's Redemption Week.
It is, yeah. When we want to explain what Redemption Week is, and we want to explain to you, people are coming in studio. This is going to be a really, really big deal. Now, you have made up a little bit of something about what these people have to do if they lose the game next week.
They have to give the mug back.
They don't, though.
They don't. I was just kidding about that. But what ended up happening is I did mention on the air a few days ago, so what happens if they win? So they have already done, this is your redemption week. You're trying to get redemption for losing to whoever is going to be in the studio. I think a couple are via the phone, but most of them are going to be in studio, which is, as you mentioned, is very exciting. So I started kind of thinking out loud, do they get another mug? Is there like something? I mean, as you mentioned, they're in studio. This is special. You know, do you want a second? But like, what exactly is going to happen if they win the game? I mean, we have to think about that.
Yeah, we're really unprepared for that.
Thank goodness, and I know we disagree. So there are several comments that we're going to get to and suggestions. And if you have one, that's great. 216-343-1021. Of course, you can DM us. I have Allison's message. I write down, I wish this could happen. It can't happen. Robert, I think, has a horrible idea.
Robert's idea is the best one of all of them.
Robert, that
best
is not.
Best one of all of them. Robert, we are BFF.
This is a horrible idea.
Genius idea.
And then Linda's might be my personal favorite. That's all I'm saying. So those are my I know we're going to disagree, but all of them are great ideas except for Robert's.
False. Robert's, yours is the best. We love you.
All right. We will tell you why we disagree specifically about Robert's suggestion in 3 minutes on Star 102.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So contestants coming downtown to the Halley Building for Redemption Week during Trump 2E next week on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, with something different, with something special we can do with the game. It's what we're asking. We have ideas. I mean, we're not going into this empty, but we love, that's what makes this show different. And maybe you don't listen to the Jen and Tim show year long. If you don't, we miss you. We should. We have a lot of fun. This is a Jen and Tim show family. It's a Star 102 family. We're glad you're listening now, but that's what this is all about, except for Robert's message.
No, yes, sir. Welcome to the family. And Robert, I love you. This is such a great idea. The winners of Redemption Week should get a t-shirt and mug.
Done. Great.
No. Since they are in studio, you can get rid of the timer temporarily because they're unable to look up the answers. Yes, Robert. Yes. I love this idea. No timer for Redemption Week. No timer. Nobody gets timed. We just have a nice casual game of Trump Chewy.
So you can just have unlimited amount of time to answer.
Unlimited.
Well, if there's no timer.
Remember back in the day when we would do no timer? It's like, you know, it's kind of...
I remember back in the day when it was No Time, where it's like, wait, who is the actress again?
Right. Well, you can't Google.
You hear the typing and the Google in the background, which is why I had to enforce and be the bad guy and put the timer in there.
Right.
And they helped us pick out the timer and the length of time. It was an entire thing.
I get that. But Robert's right. No one's going to cheat or Google while they're in here. We're going to be able to see them. And you know I'm not going to. Yes. Great idea, Robert. We're going to incorporate that next week.
Linda. I love this one. She said, we want to hear it. My name is Jen Tui, and I did not trump Dan. My name is Jen Tui, and I did not trump Aaron.
Oh.
My name is Jen Tui, and I did not trump Carrie. She just has a list of just random names over there. I was like, oh, that's a little different spin. Once again, I appreciate that.
We could do that.
Everybody gets so excited to win the game. That's why I usually ask them, tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, Tim and Matter, and I just trumped Tui. Like, that's a big deal. I really wish Allison's message could happen. Too bad it is like old school radio. It just can't happen.
Such a smart idea, though.
I don't know. Allison, your message is great. Your idea is great. That's next. Getting suggestions for Redemption Week next week. It's going to be a fun week during Trump, too. Both rounds, all week long. We play at 7:35 and 8:35 on Star 102 Cleveland.
And there's going to be no timer because of Robert. Thanks. That's such a great idea.
So... I appreciate Robert's interaction.
If I keep saying it, it'll happen.
It might come to fruition.
You're right. I know it won't, but you know.
Allison and Menner, she says, for Redemption Week, you should ask any breakfast place who wants a shout out to drop off breakfast or snacks each morning. Highlight a different place each morning. You and the contestant get food and the restaurant gets publicity.
What a great idea. That's such an awesome idea that we...
I love that
so much.
I'm sure
there are so many rules around that we're not allowed to do it.
There's 0% chance.
Oh, but that you said it before. That's like old school radio. That would be so much fun.
You would just mention it and the food would show up.
Yeah.
Or something like that. No, Alice, I love the thought processes.
Yeah, it's a great idea, sadly. Are we going to have to cook breakfast every day or something?
Yeah, the food situation.
We got to figure something out.
We'll figure that out. We've got yours truly in the building.
We do.
We have JJ's downstairs. I'm just naming places that are around, and we're in the Playhouse Square District, so there's places around. Janet wants us to spend even more money. Janet has figured out a way where we can spend our money during Redemption Week, which, once again, if it makes sense, that's fine. We would do that. This one, though, I don't know. We'll see what your thoughts are in 2 minutes. Let's get to Janet's message. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Redemption Week kicking off. Well, it's all week next week. If the contestant wins, you should pay for their parking.
Oh.
I would actually have no problem paying for the parking in general. I just would need to know what zone you're in. I would need to know your license plate. You can't be there longer than 2 hours. The city's very inviting if you park on the street. They want you to be here for short term for it to turn over, even though they're not visiting anything in this particular area. Like, I can't even get into the parking situation.
Listen, you are
going
down a path.
Because I'll be on until 10. We won't play any music. I won't play any commercials, and I will just go off.
I feel like you...
And then I'll invite Ken Carmen and anybody else.
We need clarification on why certain areas of downtown are short-term parking.
We are just not. There is no way we're getting into that. So, Mike, I'd like this too. He said, let the winner stay back to back since they would have beaten her twice in a row. Mike, that is a great idea. I'm going to heart that message.
Don't heart that message.
These are DMs. Jen and Tim
Show. Roberts?
Star 102. I deleted Roberts. I'm totally kidding. I don't know if I heard it or not.
I got a good suggestion.
It makes sense.
This is another good suggestion too. And who said that? Was it Lynn? You said to that I would have to say my name is Jen and I did not trump Sarah or whoever is playing
Linda,
the game.
Linda. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Linda. Yeah. So I mean, all wonderful, wonderful ideas. That probably the only one we'll put in play though is the one where we don't use the timer.
Dawn, I remember the last time you had no timer. I was taking my daughter to school, and she said, if I was Tim, I'd be mad, too. But in the studio, perhaps the timer can have a little bit more added. Because I could hear them
Googling
in the background.
Yeah,
and I try to play all that. It's like, wait a minute. I mean, it's just a mug or whatever. It'd be one thing if it was $1,000 we're giving away. But I was like, why are you... You're ruining the integrity of the Jen and Tim Show Trump Tui game.
I know. Yes. And what's astonishing is it... Still, occasionally, I feel like the 8 seconds, people try to sneak through that, too.
They're figuring out a little bit of a way, and I can hear it.
Yeah,
I don't know if Siri's going or what is happening, because it'll go from a, wait, who? To, oh, yeah, the square root of pi is what? I'm like, wait, how did that happen?
It's very interesting.
Trust me, I can tell. Been doing this a long time. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, you do.
Producer Stevie knows what you're doing. Because we're in the studio. You're not doing that portion of the program.
Correct. But there have been some sus days where Stevie has played back the audio. And I'm like, ooh, that is not good.
She'll take out her headphones.
Yeah.
She'll gently say something to me. I'll say, Stevie, oh, I know. Let's see. Let's see if anybody cheats at 7:35.
Well, we're excited. Redemption Week is next week. Stevie is going to be in Lorraine tomorrow from 11 to 1, hanging out. There's a new grocery outlet, Bargain Market, and she wants you to come visit her.
That's going to be a lot of fun. You should absolutely visit her, and I have an idea.
What? For Stevie's appearance?
Yeah. It's an idea that was brought up in a meeting. This is not my idea. I'm not the guy that takes credit for other ideas, but I wanted to bring it up in the air because I thought it was a great idea.
We've worked with Stevie for quite a few years now. This idea, will Stevie welcome it?
You tell me. Right now, do you think she will welcome it, or will she say, why are you bringing this up? And it's a horrible idea.
I think it's a great idea. Oh, no. I think, you know, I really don't know how she's going to react to that. We're talking about the thing you want her to do while she's there, right?
While she's there. The other idea, there's no way.
I think she will embrace this.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I do.
So we'll talk about that. Definitely want to visit her tomorrow. That'll be amazing. Be a great time. Qualify for great tickets. We're going to get in all of that. And then just an idea. I don't know. We'll see if it's a good one in 4 minutes. Producer Stevie's out and about tomorrow. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
She's going to be at the grocery bargain outlet in Lorraine from 11 to 1. You're going to have Wicked tickets, and this is a preview screening before everyone else can see it. So you're going to be giving those away.
That's huge. That's huge.
I know. This is a really big deal. Are you excited?
Yeah. I don't know. It's my first one. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to be there standing.
You will be great. You were so nice. You were approachable. It's going to be great. Prize Patrol will be like, it's going to be an entire thing.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. You're going to love it. People will be talking to you the whole time. And this is a brand new store out there in Lorraine, too, that grocery outlet Bargain Market grand opening you're going to be there for. Mm-hmm. Extra special.
Big stuff.
You want to know what Tim's going to try and make you do?
Yeah, see, that's what worries me. That's what I'm
You do whatever
for.
You want. It's your appearance. You're going to be out there. I mean, I'm in Mentor 20 minutes away, so I can always stop by, but here's an idea.
You can stop by 20 minutes?
You should do, and this was an idea. This is not my idea.
When
this was brought
up. When Tim has an idea, I get worried.
Yeah, same. So, same.
Why?
He's very creative. Very creative. Mm-hmm. Mind always
very
going.
Very unique idea.
Very unique. That's the part you got to be scared of.
Selfies with Stevie. See, in a two-hour window, if you can get 102 selfies.
Oh, that's a lot of selfies.
That's a lot of selfies. Everybody has goals. Everybody should have goals.
Everybody has goals.
That was
what
my idea.
12?
Oh, that's much more attainable.
Well, it's Star 102, so I was thinking 102.
Right.
So that is 51
Yeah, but zero
per
is
hour.
Nothing. So it's just
51
like,
per hour.
Now that I break it down, that's a lot. That is impossible.
Right. A lot of snappish. So do you have to be with people, or can I just take my pictures?
Well, I think if it's 51 an hour, it would be a little bit.
But
they'll be out there. They'll be, you know, obviously people will be visiting you. It's you, you know, going through the store, the owners or whatever. I mean, you could definitely, I wouldn't say, I mean, 12 would be good. You could post those. 12 is a more manageable number. 102 is a little steep.
I'll work on it.
Right.
We'll see what we can get.
That's just an idea. It's your thing. It's your appearance. I just thought, you know what? You're there. You're going to be talking to people. If it's, you know, it was brought up in a meeting. I said, I'd bring it up to Stevie.
That's not as bad as you thought, right?
No.
Yes.
I thought you were going to have me doing something a little out of my comfort zone.
Right.
Taking a selfie.
Like working the cash register
that.
Or something? No, you don't have to.
I could do that.
I was
going to
say.
Well, there you go. Checking out with Stevie.
Scan and go.
Yeah. Scan with Stevie.
Scanning with Stevie.
I love it.
Whatever you want. It's going to be a great time. What is it again? 11 to 1, right?
It is 11 to 1 in Lorraine Grocery Outlet Bargain Market on Levitt Road.
And ask her for a selfie because...
I'll be there.
I want to see it. So that'll be a lot of fun. All right, it is 8:14. It's Friday. Good morning. I'm going to get to your last round of Trump Tui for the week on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. That's happening at 8:35. You can always reach out to us. We're on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We are on X. You can give us a follow. Give us a like, not only as a radio station, but as a show. I love that we just got a DM about with the selfies with Stevie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There were so many different ideas 5 minutes ago. I forgot about it.
We did get a message on Instagram from Karen.
Karen, thank you very much.
Maybe Corinne. Can't be too sure.
Karen, thank you for listening. We're listening.
K-A-R-I-N.
Okay. Oh, okay.
She says, I think Stevie should try and take selfies with 102 people, like you said. But then she said that I could do big group selfies of like 10, like they do at the award shows.
Oh, yeah.
And do it that way, knock them out that way.
Then it's not 51 per hour.
Yes. The math is much easier if you do that.
More people, you maximize.
It's going to be busy. It's going to be busy tomorrow. I mean, you got weekend tickets.
Well, if they need an extra cashier, I'll jump in.
It'd be great.
Scanning with Stevie. Love that, too.
Yeah.
I'm really good at
selfies with Stevie, scanning with Stevie. What else can we do with Stevie?
I'm good at packing the bags, or as Tim likes to make fun of how I say bags.
Bags.
That's not how you said bag. How did you say it?
I don't know.
How did she say it?
Bag.
So did they tell me I'm good at packing the bag?
I said begging.
Begging.
That's what it was.
I can't even say it that way.
Is that a T County? Is that a T?
Yes. Okay. Appalachian.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I was like, what? It's great. It's going to be fun. Loving the
water. You're going to get me out of T County, I guess.
I'm very excited for you, Steve. I can't wait to hear all about it Monday morning.
And thank you, Karen.
I'm just going to start taking selfies with random people.
Yeah. That counts. It counts. Of course it does. That's what the appearance is. Taking selfies with random people. You know these people.
You are
great.
Very excited.
I'm so excited for this. I cannot wait to check our socials.
I don't have your kind of energy, though, so I don't know if I'll just be taking selfies with random people. Well, they got at least, like, say, want to get a selfie.
Oh, like you will have a hard time initiating the selfie.
Yeah,
okay,
probably.
So when you go out there tomorrow from 11 to 1 to see Stevie, we need you to initiate the selfie.
Correct.
There we go.
It's outside of her comfort zone. So
hey,
you
nice
need
to meet
to
you. Selfie. Yes.
Like,
that'll
what if
be
they
good.
Walk by and like, want to get a selfie? They might look at me like that's strange, or they'll know what's happening.
They listen to the show. They'll understand.
It'll be either one.
Yeah, true. Oh, sounds like a new problem.
Tim. It's going to be great.
It will 100% will be great.
It's going to be great. Let's talk Doritos and Cheetos. They're getting naked. So when can you get yours? What? I feel like you saying that weirdly.
I didn't say anything. You're bringing up naked food. I don't understand what's happening.
It's what they're called, and we'll explain
why. Like they should always be naked.
Right. I mean, after hearing
this. Are they currently clothed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This got weird.
Ooh.
Stop that.
You're bringing up the story.
Not in that tone. All right. This is in 60 seconds. Doritos and Cheetos getting naked. They will now have colorless versions of each with no artificial dyes. The new Simply Naked line includes nacho cheese and Cool Ranch Doritos, plus Cheetos Puffs and Flamin' Hot. Same flavor, just no neon colors. They hit stores December 1st. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.